as Danny said, I am Loretta, and I'm a member here of Church Without Walls. And one of the other things that I do is I'm on the preaching team. And this series, I have the pleasure and the honor of being with Pastor Danny and Deborah Zener Davis. And I'm going to start by reading the scripture, and then we can get into it. The scripture is John 3:3-21, and this is the NRSV updated edition, if that is important to you or means something to you. Jesus answered him, "Verily, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil things, evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." This is the word of the Lord. So this is a long passage, and I don't know if people caught what the theme of this week is or the title, but like begin with prayer. Now, who thought, begin with prayer? Let me think of a scripture that it might be. Who was thinking? John 3. Not me. And, you know, I still feel, I've read this passage a lot in the last few weeks, and I'm just like, I don't totally get it, but I really believe in that, I believe in that thing. This was the scripture that they recommended. And of course, I mean, to be fair, our pastor is gracious and generous and totally invited me to change it. But that by then it had already been a couple of weeks. And I was like, well, no, now I feel like it's too late because, you know, I'm giving this whole spiel right now. And like, what would I say? But, you know, Bruce Hansen actually gave a sermon. It was a long time ago, a couple of years ago in the summer. It was out of the lectionary. And one thing that he said, he's like, you know what? I might never have picked this scripture. I would never be like, this is the sermon I want to give on this scripture. You know, but God has a word for us. God has a word for us. And so, you know, I'm going to be really honest as I, like, when I read this, I was just like, I mean, John 3:16 is in there, which if you're not familiar with it, it's a very popular verse. I would be surprised if literally anyone here hasn't received a little card for your wallet or, you know, an email, or if you've looked at your In-N-Out, like, soda cup. Like, this is it, guys. This is the big time. So I was like, but then there's all this other stuff, which is like, is not on the same vibe in my mind. And there's like a few things in here that I'm sort of like, I would really, I'm glad it's always John 3:16 and not this stuff about, like, I mean, if push comes to shove and somebody asks me, you know, I don't know who would do this. None of you, I'm sure. But like, are you a born again Christian? I would be like, yeah, like, I believe that. But there's something about that term. I mean, when I grew up, I did not grow up Christian, and I had an uncle who was a Jehovah's Witness, and then he became a born-again Christian, and my mom was not Christian, and she was just like, just the way she would say born-again, I don't know, it's like in my bones. It is, it wasn't a compliment. That's what I can, that's what we can say about that. And so, like, I'm a little uncomfortable with that kind of, with that label, or that, you know, and it's like, I should have looked for another translation that didn't include it, but I didn't think of that until just now. So I guess I didn't read it enough. And thank you. and then I actually don't love this, like, this is going to be like the sermon about what I don't love about the scripture that I don't know what has to do with, begin with prayer. We'll get there. We'll get there. Just come with me. Come with me. But there's this other stuff about, like, and if you're not in the light, then you're condemned. And I'm like, oh, like, that feels also uncomfortable because I feel like I'm not in the light. And like, I don't set out to do evil things, but not every evil thing that happens is because somebody intentionally made a choice to go do that. You know, we had that, I'm off script here right now, but we had that moment of silence with Tim about the school shooter. And the first thing I heard about it after I heard about it was that the young person who's 14 was going to be tried as an adult. And I heard that someone said that that was a pure act of evil. And I don't believe that. I don't believe that that 14-year-old kid is evil. And like just today, my roommate was telling me about like the terrible life that this kid has had. And so I don't know, I feel the starkness of that statement in the scripture that people who do evil deeds are condemned. That's like really harsh for me. And I feel like it's like, that's not the God that we serve. And I'm sure that there's a lot of commentaries and stuff about like John and what this means. And, you know, I feel sure that that's not what this means. But when I just read it, right, and you guys only get to hear it, I'm just reading this one time and you hear it. And I don't know, maybe you weren't paying attention. You were looking at your phone anyway, so it didn't matter. But I think like, I think that's really hard. And when I think about, I was gone last weekend, but I listened to Dani's sermon and her intro into this sermon series. And I'll tell you that like, I'm uncomfortable with this series. And I mean, when we had our teaching team meeting, the first thing I said, I think almost, I don't know, I can check the Fathom notes that we have. Dani always has notes going when you have a meeting with her. And so then you get an email of all the notes. I'm like, this is awesome. Because I'm so stream of consciousness. I never know. Who knows what I'm going to say? I don't know. I have these papers, but who knows what's going to come out of my mouth. And I was like, you know, this, I'm just not sure. It's like, I have a very complicated, I have a lot of complicated feelings, and I'm not that great at unpacking them, about like evangelical, like capital E, about evangelism, lowercase e. I know that when I read, you know, I think we all have this this little guy, and if you read this, and I think Dani's intro was, you know, was great, and you know, laid out like this is a very evangelistic sort of sermon series. And while I'm super into Begin With Prayer, and I mean, that's why I'm giving this sermon is because I love to pray and I love to talk about prayer. I'm going to be honest. I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm not the person. Maybe I'm not the person for this series. And maybe I'm not the person for this Begin With Prayer. And, you know, Dani was like, no, I think you are. And I think it's partly because, I mean, I was signed up or whatever. And it's like the lectionary, right? Like, this is, you know, maybe something that I wouldn't like comb through my Bible and look, you know, I won't go online and look for all the sermon series in the world and be like, this is the one. And I want to be a part of it. But I think that God has something for me, and I think that God has something for us in it. And so what I've spent these weeks doing, what I normally like to do when I'm going to give a sermon is I'd like to be like, what is the word God has for me? And then I like to kind of digest that and like implement it, if you will, and then like talk about, hey, and look what I did, and look how it went. It's awesome. And like this time, I mean, this series is holistic, right, for our whole congregation. They're doing it with the young people. They're doing it with the youth. We're doing it in the sermons. We're going to talk about it in our life groups. Like everybody in our community, I hope that this can be something more instead of like, hey, Loretta said something on Sunday in one ear, out the other, who knows? But like that this is something that we can come back to, that we're coming back to as a congregation and as individuals, but more as a congregation. And what does God have for us in this sermon series that we're in? Whether you think, you know, I believe that there are people out there who, like in Danny's sermon, right? She feels a lot of freedom in this curriculum. Freedom to have it be intentional evangelism, but she doesn't have to get up. Danny shared about when she was going to be hired as an outreach that she has to get up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday and like hand out tracts and pamphlets and stuff. And that is like not authentic to who she is. And so I believe that I've gotten old enough to learn that actually not everybody thinks and reacts just the way I do to almost anything. And it's almost always safest to say that I maybe only feel that way and no one else feels that way. But it might be that you want to get up at 7 a.m. and pass out tracts. I don't know. It might be that you're like Danny and that this feels very freeing. Or you might feel a little bit like me or more towards my end of the spectrum where I'm like, ugh, this feels hard and complicated. And I do believe that Jesus is good. And I do believe that my life right now today is better in every way imaginable because I know Jesus. And in a out there, like away from me sort of way, I want everybody to know that. But it feels very far away from me. And I feel like, you know, I don't know, God, am I the person that can do that? And I don't know that I am. And I don't know, you know, in this pamphlet, we're going to be opening this. And there's in the back here, there's like two things to tear off. And Danny mentioned about, you know, writing people's names down. And I'm going to be honest with you, I do not feel ready to write somebody's name down, even one, much less five. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm like still getting out of the pandemic. I mean, I'm like 47. How do you meet people? I mean, you know, I don't work, so I don't even have the work people anymore. So that feels uncomfortable and challenging to me. And I, you know, as I thought about coming up here, I was like, I really don't want to say that because I feel like the right answer, and I feel like I'm not the only one who feels this way, but the right answer is to be like, yeah, evangelism. I can't wait. I mean, for me, getting up at 7 a.m., I would rather that than have to stay up till midnight and do it because I like to go to bed early and I'm a morning person. And I think that like what I can say, and I've been a Christian for, longer than I wasn't now. I became a Christian when I was 16 and I'm 47, so I'll let you do the math. That's not how God is. God doesn't ask me to, I feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable with John 3. I feel uncomfortable with this sermon series, but God doesn't ask me to like suck it up and do the thing that's most uncomfortable for me, to wake up at 2 a.m. and go to the hate. And thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate that. and like pass out tracts. What God is asking us to do is to like enter abundant life. God is asking us to enter the kingdom of God more than I am right now. So I already believe, and I hope that you all believe, that your life is better with Jesus than without. And I can tell you, and I will give you the phone number of people to ask, I am a better person and more enjoyable to be around than before I have been walking with Jesus for this long. And I'm also still getting better. I still do evil things, or, you know, I'm not walking in the light. And I think that the invitation for this is not so much, oh, let me write down these names, or I have to be like really excited about evangelism in that evangelical sort of way. But I think it's to, the way we start with prayer is starting with like, where are you at? How are you, interrogate your own internal landscape. How does, that's what I've been doing. So in this part, I can testify to that this is what I have been doing. I've been really thinking a lot about what kind of feelings I'm having. And I'm not somebody, and I think I've told you all before, I'm not somebody who's super, you know, maybe I need one of those feelings wheels that like has all the feeling words on it, because, you know, it's like, I feel like I have a very limited feeling vocabulary. But I've been really like pressing into like what is uncomfortable for me. And I'm really, I would not say excited, but I am ready to engage with all of you on what that is. And I really want to hear what it is for you. Because the thing about this series, and we're doing it as a whole church, and it's not just on this Sunday sermons, is we're going to be processing this at a church. And it's not just what is the individual invitation for me, Loretta, or for one of you, but it's where is God leading our whole community? We're coming out of this like crazy season with the pandemic. We've got this new pastor who, you know, we're having like a lot of like new and transition and different things going on. And if you're uncomfortable with them or you're really excited about them, then we need to bring that to each other, right? Because that's how we're going to actually be invited into the very thing that God has for us. I don't think, and I don't know, I didn't run this by Danny, but I suspect that Pastor Danny would not say, she knows exactly what this looks like and she's sure what every single one of us needs to go be doing. Okay. You know what? Amen. No. But we all need to do that work, right? So I've been spending a lot of time about like what makes me uncomfortable. And a lot of it is about that somebody is lost when I feel lost. But what I'm not uncomfortable with is, I don't know if everybody was here. I mean, I'm sure every single person sitting here was not here for when Bishop Oldham's came and he gave a sermon that was wonderful. And I really recommend people listen to it if you didn't hear it. But like Jesus doesn't make us get cleaned up, right, before he comes. He met Bishop Oldham's when he was, not doing well, definitely not walking in the light. And Jesus brought the light to what his actions were and what he had done. And Bishop Oldham's has been on this long journey to the man he is today. And I feel like that's a story I can get behind, right? Like, and that's a story I feel like I can participate in. So I personally just feel uncomfortable with like somebody's lost and I'm involved in them getting found. Like I'm lost and God's involved with me getting found. And actually, all of you are involved with me getting found. I may have, you know, I may already be a Christian, but walking with Jesus is a choice that we make every day. And I mean, honestly, sometimes I do it and sometimes I don't. And sometimes I recognize I'm doing it and sometimes I don't. So I think like the first thing is take stock of where you are. And if you are enthusiastic and you like, cannot wait for me to say, pick up that pen and write down your names. And if you need another one, grab one because there's plenty of empty seats. So grab another one and write some more down. Then I'm so glad that that is true. And I'm sure that that is true. And if you're, you know, more like me, like you don't have to write down a name. I know that's what it says, but just engage with your inner rebel with me. And we will just ignore that. And just write like where you are with this sermon series, where you are with evangelism, how you feel about that. Do you believe that your life is better now than if it wasn't with Jesus? Write down 3 to 5 things of how your life is different because you walk with Jesus. We don't have to all write down 3 to 5 people. And I know I, for one, will not be doing that, which is like... So feels not like what I'm supposed to say, but let's just, I wouldn't walk away and you guys are like, well, I know what she's going to do. She's going to write down 5 names right now. So I'm sure I didn't need to say that, but think about where you are and where your feelings are and where your thoughts are as you engage in this series, or even about broadly, what's more broadly going on in our church or in our world. There's a lot of things happening, and all of those things, our first step should be to begin with prayer. And I think, like, there's a lot of ways to pray, and a lot of people do it different ways. But I consider it quite prayerful to be reflecting on what is happening in my soul. I consider it quite prayerful to be curious about what is Jesus inviting me into. So if you already know how you feel about this stuff, and whether it's, you know, you're excited or you're confused or conflicted, but you can also, like, pray to Jesus to tell you, like, what's your next step? Where is God inviting you into more abundant life? Because I do feel uncertain about a lot of things, but I feel very certain that God is inviting each one of us into a more abundant life than we have today, and our community into a more abundant life. And some people, I mean, like to walk as they pray. Some people like to sit in a quiet place as they pray. Another place that I really like to pray is during worship. So let this worship time be a time of prayer for you. Begin this now. See, this is the good. I mean, maybe that 1 o'clock small group is going to do it too, because maybe this will be the day they're on the sermon series. But we can take this moment to begin and let God meet you and not force you into abundant life, but God's going to woo you. It's going to be like, I mean, I love the smell of hot chocolate chip cookies in the oven. You're not going to be able to stop yourself from walking into the abundant life that Jesus has for you. It is not a stick and a carrot with Jesus. It's always a carrot. Jesus is always going to be wooing us. And then consider what you might write down. There's two copies of this bookmark, and how you want to engage today. And then as you go into the week, if you're meeting in your life group, the kids are doing this too. If you have kids, talk with your kids, talk with your partner, talk with your friends and your family about what it might be that God is inviting you into, or about those people, the people that God has put on your heart that you want to engage with this sermon series and that. And we're going to wrap this all up at the retreat together in this series. And so I hope to hear many stories from all of us about how God is moving you, because I think that's going to help me and all of us get a bigger picture of how God is moving us. And if you're here, you should be. Don't feel like I do. Like, do I really belong? Should I even give this sermon if I don't know, if I'm not on board? I am on board. Jesus is no closer to me today than he was yesterday, and that he will be tomorrow. And that's true for you too. Thank you so much. Please, I really hope to hear from all of you. And if somebody knows how this passage is totally the go-to for to begin with prayer, please come up and tell me. And next year, we'll get you on this sermon. Thank you.